Papua New Guinea and Fiji, have decided that they're not going to take part in this Pesa Plus signing. And I suspect for obvious reasons, because they were looking for very strong concessions on labor mobility, which they didn't get. Now, the tragedy is that the other Pacific countries are going to sign when we all know that without PNG and Fiji, Pesa Plus is going to be a rather empty, it's a hollow agreement.
So why did the other Forum Island countries other than PNG and Fiji sign up if they didn't want to?
Well, there are two sides to this thing, Bruce. I mean, one is that OCTA, was set up basically...
Now, by OCTA, you mean the Office of the Chief Trade Advisor to the Forum.
Was set up to conclude the negotiations on Pesa Plus, and it was funded, very badly funded by Australia, which is what the first director of OCTA, Dr. Chris Noonan, had complained about. So, but the new appointees to OCTA management, they're just here for a job. If you look at them, there's no capacity building going on. Most of their technical staff are expatriates, and a lot of them are Africans. Very few senior regional Pacific Islanders are in there. And OCTA is happy to go along with whatever comes. And unfortunately, the OCTA is a very weak organization. If you look at their website, it's pretty empty. The other Pacific countries don't mind signing, because for them this is just some aid which they'll get from Australia, and they'll have a nice little holiday at Brisbane for the signing. But sadly, Pesa Plus does have a capacity. It did have a capacity to be a very serious agreement, delivering very solid, long-lasting benefits to the Pacific countries. And it won't be, because OCTA has not done its job properly. They're probably underfunded, and they don't have the technical capacity which DFAT has to totally outmaneuver them in negotiations.
Without PNG and Fiji, is Pesa Plus going to be of any value?
I suspect that what the Pacific Island countries are going to have to do, and PNG and Fiji will have to take the lead on this, and of course they've already shown that they've got some spine and some principles, they've got to get back to Forum Secretariat and get further negotiations done under Forum Secretariat, which does have the expertise. They have had the experience with PICTA and the first rounds of PESA, and of course they've also been doing the EPA negotiations, which sadly haven't got anywhere, right? But nevertheless, Forum Secretariat is a long-established organization, and they would have been far more useful for the Forum Island countries than OCTA is. So the Pacific countries have to develop some spine, develop some principles, and don't go and sign just because a few aid crumbs are thrown at them by Australia and New Zealand.
Are there any implications for the geopolitics of the region in this Pesa Plus thing?
Well,
I mean, Australia and New Zealand on one side, but you also have on the outside and coming closer on the inside, places like China and Indonesia.
Well, that is a tragedy of it, Bruce. I think we all know that foreign affairs, Australian foreign affairs must be terribly worried about the fact that China has absolutely, ensconced itself in politics in Fiji, including, of course, in Fiji, where they have had an open checkbook for Bainimarama's government, right? But the thing is that for Australia, because they neglect the Forum Island countries for the last 50, 60 years, the Pacific countries are saying, well, let's look somewhere else. And now, of course, in the last few years, Indonesia has also come in with its checkbook, and their objective, of course, is to completely squash any opposition to the independence movement in West Papua, where they have been committing genocide and where their colonialism has been totally ignored by not just United Nations organizations, but also by Australia and New Zealand, who are simply too frightened of the 260 million Indonesians just north across the straits. So the tragedy is that the lack of a vision of the Turnbull government, in Canberra, is allowing a huge black hole to open up in the South Pacific. And in this black hole, are China and Indonesia doing goodness knows what. Certainly not as accountable to Australian taxpayers as, an Australian government would have been in the Pacific. And, of course, they're not accountable to the Pacific Island people at all. They do their deals behind closed doors.